1915 brings us in our virtual tour into Dunleckney Union and to Nerney Church in County Carlow. Nerney Church, splendidly visible from around the countryside with its wonderfully maintained, restored spire, which I rededicated as one of my very early acts in this diocese. It's a wonderful view of that spire, which I always look out for passing nearby on the railway. But I remember bringing a visitor to Nerney Church once, and from it, just contemplating the created glory of a vast expanse of countryside that lies before one from the height there. And sometimes it's wonderful to come out of a church which is kind of a theatre of glory, and to stand at its door and see another theatre of glory in terms of a view of the countryside which simply evokes one to a sense of grandeur and the need to come and worship and fall down and kneel before the Lord our Maker. In 1915, the war to end all wars, the war which everybody thought would be over by Christmas of 14, continued. And there were those in Ireland, so many of course were away at the front, but there were those in Ireland for whom England's difficulty would become Ireland's opportunity. The more, as it were, extreme republican element had become sick of waiting for Home Rule to be implemented. Indeed, they had come to see it as an inadequate solution. They didn't want to join up. They declared themselves to have no quarrel with Germany. Later on in the 1916 proclamation, there was to be a peculiar implied allusion to friendship with Germany and the nations whom the countries, including Britain, were fighting. So they took the view that England's difficulty became Ireland's opportunity. And for the first time in more than a generation, they felt the time had come to strike for freedom. It had been, of course, thanks to the Irish Parliamentary Party, led by such as Butt and Parnell, that people had come to put their faith in the parliamentary process, and the appetite for armed rebellion had for a very long time been diminished. Amongst the various factors leading to a resurgence in a looking towards the armed struggle, a romantic view of it indeed, amongst the various factors leading to what occurred in 1916 was a chance by those who were plotting, the IRB, not just to take control of what had essentially been cultural organisations like the Gaelic League for their own purposes, but to connect their cause to the old Fenians with roots in the rebellion of 1867, to connect their cause to the old Fenians. And we often see how those who advocate violence want to connect their aims with those who followed a similar route, perhaps for nobler reasons in the past. Anyway, the conspirators, the plotters of 1915 and 16, managed to connect their flame, their cause, with the death and funeral of an old Fenian, O'Donovan Rossa, and his burial back in Dublin. At the graveside of O'Donovan Rossa, Patrick Pearse gave an oration, which is seen as a manifesto, the lighting of an emotional fuse that was one of an identifiable number of things that led the way to what happened at the GPO the following Easter. I quote perhaps the most famous lines of it. "The fools, the fools, the fools, they have left us our Fenian dead. And while Ireland holds these graves, Ireland on free shall never be at peace." Whatever you think of the intentions, it was probably amongst the great political speeches of Irish history. Some would say there aren't many of them. that many of them, if you try to put them together in a single volume. Parnell certainly made one of them, which I mentioned in an earlier talk about never, as it were, defining the ne plus ultra in the progress of a nation. But Pierce's speech at the graveside of O'Donovan Rossa was one that became imprinted on the Irish psyche. After that, events moved rapidly. I'm not sure if anyone could speak with such effect now. Of course, communications have become directed much more at the small screen. Although I suppose, if I think of the speeches of this year, and I'm not being partisan in saying this, I often think that the then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's speech on St. Patrick's Day about what COVID-19 was likely to do, which I remember listening to as I drove along, certainly left its mark and its very words on my psyche as events have unfolded. But of course, we've largely, although not entirely, lost the particular political passion, indeed inflammation, that used to go with those graveside orations.